Got a lot to cover here. We'll get back to our top stories of the left's attempts to destroy Attorney General William Barr. That is one of their underlying goals, if not one of their specific goals in the whole alleged impeachment effort against the president, is to undermine and discredit William Barr so that when the John Durham reports come out, they can be dismissed as irrelevant and a product of the United States trying to strong-arm other governments. You mean doing an investigation with our allies together, looking for the truth about what really happened back in 2016. Meanwhile, China has quietly doubled its troop levels in Hong Kong, if you haven't heard about this. Yeah, China is beefing up its troop levels in Hong Kong. That unrest continues. Tens of thousands take to the streets many different times. The police, the military pushing back, fighting back. And now Beijing has moved thousands of troops across the border into this powder keg, I suppose. The state news agency Xinhua described the operation as a routine rotation of the low-key force China has kept in Hong Kong since the city was handed over back in 1997 by the UK. No mention made of the anti-government protests that have been shaking the metropolis since the beginning of summer. It was a plausible report, China maintaining a steady level of force, but a month on, Asian and Western envoys in Hong Kong say they are certain the late August deployment was not routine, but what would be called a reinforcement. Seven envoys who spoke to Reuters said they didn't detect any significant number of existing forces in Hong Kong returning to the mainland. None. In the days before or after the announcement, three of the envoys said the contingent of Chinese military personnel in Hong Kong has more than doubled in size, and they estimate the number of military personnel is now close to 12,000. 12,000 soldiers, 3,000 to 5,000 in the last month. There were 3,000 to 5,000 there before the reinforcements came. Now there's 12,000. You do the math, more than double of what was there before. As a result, many of these envoys believe China has now assembled its largest ever active force of the People's Liberation Army. And that cannot bode well for the people living in Hong Kong, those that are looking for freedom. Well, you're not in a good place, I'll tell you that. The same is true in California. If you're looking for freedom, maybe not a great place. Unless you want to just defecate on the sidewalk and use needles and do as you please and live like an animal, then California might be the place for you. In other news from California, the governor, Gavin Newsom, yesterday signed a bill into law which will allow college student athletes in the state to make money from images, names, or likenesses, and to do endorsements. Now, the problem with all of this is it throws completely into chaos the NCAA rules. The NCAA rules and guidelines are clear on this. You can't get any of those things. So what happens is it means the California schools are completely out of step with every other school. Notre Dame, Alabama, Michigan, Michigan State. None of those schools could schedule with schools in California because they will no longer be NCAA schools where we stand right now. The historic bill defies all of the NCAA bylaws and sets up a legal challenge that could reshape amateur sports forever in the United States. And, of course, California finding this the most important thing to pursue. NCAA President Mark Emmert spoken out against the bill. He reportedly told athletic directors last week that giving student athletes the right to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness poses an existential threat to athletics and the governing body's business model. I met with a group of Division I athletic directors, according to CBS Sports, discussing the single biggest issue, that is, in college athletics, the debate over whether student-athletes should be able to make profit from their name, image, and likeness while playing NCAA sports. Well, California has thrown that all into a tailspin. We'll see what happens. But we heard from the Ohio State University athletic director just a couple of days ago on this program who said, if California does this, which they've now done, he will schedule no competitions for Ohio State because he can't play non-NCAA schools if you're an NCAA school yourself. So there you go. Here's a little something for you to make you feel a little more secure at home. Amazon has recommended security cameras that, by the way, are highly vulnerable to hacking, according to some new studies. Can you imagine that Amazon would sell you a product that other people could get into and look at what you're doing? Wouldn't that be nice? I saw this video. It was upsetting. So there's this camera here, right? Group of people around. And the camera starts talking to people. Wizard of Oz, 1984, all swirled into one little bit of goop. A selection of security cameras that are being sold and touted by Amazon on its website come with huge security risks, according to an investigation by UK Consumer Watchdog, released on Monday. After testing six different wireless cameras, which one to choose, found that the devices were easy to hack thanks to weak passwords and unencrypted data, enabling strangers to remotely take control of your camera to spy on people's homes and view footage as they please. Which brings me back to the very simple question. Why on earth would you ever put one of these devices in your home, or worse, in your bedroom? Unless you're just showing off. There is that. If you're just showing off, I mean, there is that possibility. Hey. Anyhow, I would never put one of these things in my house. You know, I have cameras as far as security cameras. They're probably just as bad. But as far as these devices you talk to, hey, Siri, do this. Or hey, Siri, do that. Hey, Siri, what are you looking at, you creep? That might be part of the conversation I have. But consumer, be warned. Amazon selling you cameras that have a very low threshold for hacking, which means people can get in and see what you're up to and check out what you're up to and listen to what you're up to and watch what you're up to. If you're cool with that, so am I. I personally don't care what you're up to, just so we're clear. All right. It's Tuesday. Believe it or not, the 1st of October. Hard to believe it's the 1st of October, and it's going to be very warm in the upper Midwest, a heat wave of sorts. It's a one-day heat wave passing through on the way to the eastern seaboard. Enjoy it when it gets there. 52 after, you're listening to The Steve River Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.